It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. KMTS Connections connects you to everything that matters in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show, and it's time for the Mount Sopris Rec Writers annual fundraiser and get-together. Eric Rudd is the current president of the group, and Joe Hunter's the fixture in the organization that makes sure that interviews like today and all kinds of fun stuff and the big event happen correctly.
Yeah. Public relations party planner.
She makes us all look good.
I like party planner. I like that. So when is the event this year?
It is actually on February 8th. It's a Saturday. We're back at the Poorhouse in Carbondale again. And it's going to be from 6:30 to 10. We'll start out with some appetizers and beverages, and then we'll go into the meals and a bunch of donations to give away from all kinds of people all over town.
So door prizes and that kind of thing,
yep.
Then? Okay.
We usually have over $2,000 to $3,000 worth of prizes to give away, donated locally from everywhere around here.
What is the admission to get in?
It's $24 a person and $40 per couple.
So quite a break then if you take a significant other with you.
Right.
Which
or,
I'm guessing,
or your best friend. It doesn't matter.
Well, there you go. That's true. I'm guessing that this kind of event, you have mostly couples that attend. Or is that not necessarily the case?
Mostly couples, but then we get a group of people that ride together and hang out, and they'll generally come in 4 to 6 in a group. So,
okay. What is the Poorhouse catering this?
Yes.
That'll get a lot of folks a little interested in it as well. And I want to say the event is a little bit longer this year than it has been in the past.
Longer as in time-wise?
Yeah.
It just takes a while for everybody to get together. You get that many people in one spot, and it's, everybody likes to visit. And now that we've got so much snow, much more than we've had, by this time generally, that we've got a lot to talk about, a lot of stories to tell about who got stuck and where they got stuck. And so.
And who pulled them out.
Right.
Who helped them. And in which county it happened in.
Right. And the real stories that come out.
Right, yeah, exactly. The people, the disinterested third parties that tell the real story.
Exactly.
Now, I want to say that Mount Sopris Rec Writers, you maintain, you're responsible for a lot of trails. I know it starts in, does it start in Garfield County or is it actually in Gunnison County? Okay.
Yeah, it starts in Garfield and moves to Gunnison. We do over 120 miles of trail systems that we maintain and groom. We have three primary trailheads, two on this side, one in Glenwood, one in Carbondale, and then one over on the Gunnison side by Electric Mountain Lodge.
So still in Gunnison County, you don't make it to Delta County?
We might barely make it in there. It's our area of operations ends right in the border area.
Gotcha. And again, you work closely with the Forest Service to make sure that those trails are maintained in cooperation with them and under the guidelines that they set forth, right?
Absolutely, yeah. We work very close with them to make sure everything's perfect and up to standards.
Right, and you do a lot of maintenance. Obviously, you think about most of what you do involves motorcycles, snowmobiles and that kind of thing in the winter, but most of your maintenance is actually done in the summer, isn't it?
That's absolutely right.
Clear stuff out and you kind of have like volunteer work days.
Yeah, we call them trail clearing days, and we drive around and just look for hazards and eliminate them from the trail systems and make sure everything's up to snuff.
And is that kind of a false assumption on my part that it's mostly snowmobile use for those trails? Or I know that there are a wide varying number of uses.
We'd maintain that trail for snowmobilers, snowshoers, dog sledders, cross-country skiers, anyone that's making it even to a certain point that we have a lot of families that like to sled at Four Mile Park. There's that big hill up there that tons of families each year go out and they have their little hot chocolate and stuff and have a great day, but they're able to access that and get to that point because we take care of that for them.
Right. And there are, I want to say from conversations in the past, there are not just winter sports enthusiasts that are members of Mount Sopris Rec Riders. Don't you have a couple members that also like to mountain bike on these trails during the summer and that kind of thing?
Absolutely, yep. Some sections of the trails are completely closed in the summer, but large portions are still available, and we encourage everyone to use them.
And you also work with other area clubs. I know sometimes you share manpower, and a lot of people are members of, for instance, the Rifle Snowmobile Club and the Mount Sopris Rec Riders, and you kind of share folks back and forth, and you'll help out with their trail clearing days and that kind of thing as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and not just the trail clearing days, just the events and things that they do. You know, like we've mentioned in the past, Rifle has a great poker run that they do, and there's just so many other different events throughout Eagle. The Powder Hounds, they have a lot of great events that everybody's trying to focus on the same purpose and, you know, be together and make sure that we're protecting our public lands and having these trails available for people to use. And it's important that we do it together.
Now, not just members are invited to the annual fundraiser, right?
Oh, no. Anyone can come. The more the merrier.
And there's no, is there a difference in price for members and non-members?
No.
Okay. If someone is interested in becoming a member, I'm sure that you'd be happy to visit with them right there on the spot.
Yep.
Again, it happens on February 8th. That's a Saturday at the Poorhouse in Carbondale starting at 6:30, and it'll wrap up somewhere around 10 o'clock. $24 per person or $40 per couple. And what will that money be used for?
It goes primarily to our grooming operations to pay for maintenance and fuel and operator costs, so we can continue to groom. Our funding comes from the state primarily through registration for snowmobiles, and then we get some money for non-motorized uses, so your cross-country skiers and hikers. Beyond that, though, once we run out, we start using this money to keep on maintaining the trails for as long as we can during the winter.
Okay, so you have a snowcat or something like that you use? Okay.
Absolutely, yep.
And was that purchased through some kind of grant in the past, something along those lines?
Exactly, yep. We went through a grant application process that allowed us to get the equipment we have now and to keep it running. So it's a great system because obviously these are very expensive pieces of equipment
and
high maintenance machines as well.
And very fun to operate, I would imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Who gets to do that? Do you draw straws? Do you have to arm wrestle, flip a coin to decide who gets to?
We have one in particular. It's Stephen Burns. He runs the cat, and actually Eric does too. But Stephen does the big portion of it. And there's a lot that goes into it. I mean, I don't think a lot of people understand how much it goes into maintaining a trail exactly, and especially of our capacity or the length of trail that we do, like you said, over 120 miles. For instance, the Powder Hounds over in Eagle, I talked with their groomer, and he says they groom roughly 50 miles of trails. So we're doing more
almost
than,
three times.
Yeah, almost three times is that. And just the preparation even to get it ready for the trails. I mean, you have to fill in banks and make sure the snow's in the right places, make sure, you know, that the exact spots where they need to be. There's no tree hazards, and it takes several passes before we can even actually open up things ready to go, setting poles out, making sure that people understand where those trail markers are, and so they're visible, and it's a lot of work, actually.
You know, I can only imagine. I look at the guys that do that kind of thing on ski areas and how they can cover up an entire ski slope with, you know, sometimes over the last few years, not a whole lot of snow. And I can only imagine, plus varying terrain, and some of it's in the sun all the time, and so you know you've got to fill in more snow in that spot. Is that basically what your thought process, Eric?
Exactly, yep. You definitely have to plan ahead on, okay, we got to fill this void, and how are we going to cover up this area and plan it all out to make sure it's a nice trail for everyone to use.
And that's over 120 miles.
Exactly.
I mean, it's not, you know, like a 100-acre field or something like that.
Yep.
You really have to do a lot. Wow. That would take an incredible amount of skill, even if you did get to play with a really cool machine.
Absolutely. And we have an incredibly talented operator that can do that for us, too, which is...
That's great. Now, granted, obviously, the elevation's a little bit higher, so there's probably more snow than there is here, but still...
A lot of rocks, too.
Yeah.
Big rocks.
I got you. Yeah, absolutely. Again, the Mount Soprus Rec Riders annual fundraiser and get-together happens on Saturday, February 8th at the Poorhouse in Carbondale, starting at 6:30. Again, there are a lot of prizes, which we'll talk about in just a couple minutes, a couple $1,000s worth of prizes that you could win. Again, it's $24 per person, $40 per couple. We'll take a quick break and come back and visit a little bit more with Eric and Joe in just a couple minutes. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, we're talking about Mount Soprus Rec Riders annual fundraiser and get-together. Happens on Saturday, February 8th this year. How long have you guys been riding? You were able to start in December. Was there enough snow in the mountains?
You know, there was. I can't remember the official start date. It all kind of
blends together.
It does, yeah. The hunting season, we had those regulation issues this year that everyone needed to postpone the snowmobiling until everything was finished up for the year as far as hunting goes. And usually in the past we haven't had that problem with the limited snow, but this year was the first time where there were some issues.
Well, and I'm not so sure that it was that much more snow, but the temperature got cold enough that we actually hung on to what snow we had, right?
Mm-hmm. Is that absolutely
the way you see it too?
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, and again with the snow we've gotten in the last week or so. You guys have to be really loving it. Were you out over the weekend?
I wasn't. I was last weekend and up back on certain parts of the trail, back by Vetter is one of the trail heads that we have out there. It was phenomenal. And I was just like a kid in a candy store. I couldn't believe it. I was so excited.
I know I was up at Sunlight for Skier Appreciation Day on Friday, and they had 9 inches between Wednesday night and Thursday night. And it was still snowing all weekend. And
it's still snowing now.
Yeah, even though it didn't snow out west yesterday, I heard that it really came down in Glenwood and Newcastle. And so that much more snow, that much more to help grooming, right?
Absolutely.
Is it, when you ride in snowmobile, are there certain people that prefer more the groom trail? They can just stay on and, you know, ride up to like Electric Mountain Lodge, have lunch, spend the night, something like that?
Absolutely.
Are there also, kind of like with skiing, you know, the powder hounds that just really love to get out in the open meadows and
go at it,
plow through it? Yeah.
Yep. And you almost can think of the trail system as the highways to get you to where you want to go. You have people that like to just stay on them and drive around and enjoy the scenery, or you have the people that want to get out there and find some place to get stuck.
Although, hopefully without the mud on the doors, if you will.
Yeah, exactly, yep.
Mud on the skis.
Yeah.
What's nice about our trail system, too, is that you can actually just be on the trail, and if your skill level set isn't to that point where you want to do other things, that you can actually be on the trail, go around a corner, wait while people are playing around in an area that you're not comfortable with. But it all ties in together so well, and it's maintained so well that it works out for every skill set.
Again, the annual fundraiser and get-together is on Saturday, February 8th at the Poorhouse in Carbondale. I know you've got a website from past conversations, but I don't remember what it is.
It's MountSoprusRecRiders.com.
And all spelled out.
Yeah. Well, it's MT.
MT, okay.
Yeah, MT Rec Riders.
MT Soprus Rec Riders.
Mount Soprus Rec Riders, yeah.
Okay.
.com. Let's get that all figured out.
And, of course, there's information about the annual get-together there. Let's talk about some of those door prizes. Are you doing a silent auction type of thing, or are you just giving away prizes?
No, we just give away door prizes. And we have, throughout the years, just from on one end of the valley to the other, that people are so generous and help sponsor and donate gifts to give away, you know, just as a supportive effort to bring people in for the helping donate for the club. We do table sponsors for a lot of places that don't have something that they could give away, like a gift certificate from a spa is one thing, but if you're working at a gas station, do you give a gift card or are you a table sponsor? And so we have three levels of table sponsors, and it's just a good way to generate more money for the club.
And, you know, I did not ask earlier. You said that you'd be happy to talk to folks. You will sign them up for a membership, but we never said how much memberships are.
For a family membership, they're $55 for the season.
And that's reasonable.
Yeah, it's really reasonable.
Any limit to the number of, I mean, obviously immediate family, but no limit to the number of members in the family? Okay. And the benefit is just helping out the organization with all the grooming and the trail projects and all of that?
Yeah, that's our main focus is for that. We also use it as a gathering to get people's interests or if anybody wants to learn about snowmobiling. We've had club members in the past that come to our fundraisers. They are club members and they don't even own snowmobiles. You know, but they're supportive of what we're doing and that it's a volunteer basis and everything. So it's really neat to have such a wide variety of people out there.
Sure. Well, and that's kind of along the lines like we talked before about, you know, mountain bikers, folks that like mm-hmm. to use the trail system in the summer too, and they recognize that what you do to get everything ready for snowmobile season really helps them and benefits them as well.
All the way around. And we've been a club for 36 years, and this off and on, we've had different kinds of fundraisers and things, and you know how people's lives get busy. And they used to do a golf tournament, which would be fun to do sometime again, too. But at this point, we're just trying to keep it up and do the best we can and honor the people that started this club in the first place. The trail system was actually was Governor Roy Romer in 1989 dedicated the SP trail system. So we have a long history with getting to where we are right now and trying to focus on make sure we're doing the right things.
I'm surprised it wasn't before that, actually.
I am too.
That's a little surprising to me.
That was all handled. Getting that accomplished was with the Gianettis. They were the big role of taking care of that and getting us dedicated in that way.
Interesting. And again, it just happened in 1989.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it would have been Roy Romer at that time that was the governor. Interesting. I always learn a little piece of history every time you come in, Joe. So interesting.
I like to dig for it.
I appreciate that because I'm interested in hearing it, but I don't always have the energy or the inclination to go looking for it. And again, Mount Soprus Rec Rider is 36 years old, so 1978, right, would have been the first year that folks, the membership started in this organization,
right.
This local nonprofit. Again, if you would like to attend the annual fundraiser and get-together, it's just $24 per person or $40 for a couple. And if you'd like to become a member for the whole year, it's $55, and you can go to the meetings and vote on president.
Yep.
Maybe if it's
maybe become president. You never know.
How many times have I heard that from someone sitting in that very chair? And
how come I'm still stuck here?
It sounds like what you do is just so important that,
it's,
you know, they don't trust it.
Tremendously important.
Yeah, they don't trust it to anybody else.
Right.
Kind of like the groomer.
Yeah. We could do it, but we'd do it wrong.
We have a great bunch of people that are with us, and we have... I mean, our support system and team with everybody that does come to the meetings and just our members that come in, just ask, you know, to volunteer for anything, anytime, and just a good group of people, you know, hardworking families. And it's, if it wasn't for this club, I wouldn't know half of the people. And I'm really proud of that.
Now, good, bad, or indifferent, I would imagine that organizations like Mount Soprus Rec Riders may be seeing some benefit from political activity over the last few years, trying to close off and change the national forest system and all of that. Why can't I remember the name of the legislation? I think it's kind of...
The Wilderness?
Yeah. The Wilderness Act.
Gems and...
Yeah. Okay. Hidden gems. And have you seen an increase in membership over the last, what has it been, 4 or 5 years since that's been come up, I guess?
Yeah, definitely. And it's kind of leveled off to a certain degree, but there's definitely a strong support. And even more so, the importance of that is just for making sure that everyone has the knowledge that goes with the situation. Everybody wants to work together. We all want to be on the same side and do the right thing for everybody, but you have to have the knowledge that goes with it, and that's what's important.
And you think that your good relationship with the Forest Service over the last 3.5 decades has really been a benefit to you also?
Absolutely.
When it comes to that, you know.
You know, we're working with some great people at the Forest Service, and they really take care of us and make sure that our voice is heard.
Well, and likewise, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yep.
Again, the annual fundraiser and get-together for Mount Soprus Rec Riders happens on Saturday, February 8th at the Poorhouse in Carbondale. You don't need RSVP or anything like that, right?
No, we just like a general head count if you can RSVP, great. If not, that's all right. We got you covered.
And you can do that at the website, which is mtsoprisrecriders.com. Again, it starts around 6:30. We'll wind up somewhere around 10 o'clock. And the poorhouse is open. I mean, it's a bar, so it's open later than that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And again, it's $24 per person, $40 per couple. And if you have not been a member in the past and you'd like to start becoming, you would like to become a member of the Mount Soprus Rec Riders, just $55 for a family membership. Take one final break, come back and wrap things up with Joe and Eric in just a couple minutes. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, we're visiting with Eric Rudd, who's the president of the Mount Soprus Rec Riders, and Joe Hunter, who is a longtime fixture with the organization. And she's called into service every year around this time to put together another big event. It's their big annual fundraiser and just a social get-together. Again, it happens on Saturday, February 8th at the Poorhouse in Carbondale. It's $24 per person or $40 per couple. If you are planning on going, they do ask that you, if you think about it, just give them an approximation of how many folks you're going to bring with you. And you can find contact information at mountsoprisrecriders.com. Mount is abbreviated, so mtsoprisrecriders.com. And if you would like to become a member of the organization, you can do that at the annual meeting or the annual fundraiser as well. Or I'm sure there's more information on how you can sign up right now on the website also. Okay. So we, of course, if you, Mount Soprus Rec Riders is a 501c3, so they're a nonprofit under the laws of the state of Colorado and the IRS, it sounds like. So if you go to the fundraiser, if you make a donation, if you buy a membership, it is tax deductible.
Yes.
Of course, mm-hmm. Check with your tax professional to make sure your particular situation, blah, 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 blah. We talked about some table sponsors earlier, Joe, and you mentioned that, you know, that's an option for folks if they would like to do something, particularly if they don't have, you know, an actual merchandise or something like that that they'd like to donate. Do you already have a couple sponsors that have stepped up?
Oh, yeah, we do. We do the sponsorship in three levels, like a gold, silver, and a bronze, and they range from, like, a gold is $250 to $500, silver is $100 to $200, and bronze is $25 to $99. And with that, we get your company logos and, you know, spread them around, banners, things like that. Will Van Nuys, his company is a sponsor every year. Valley Collision in Basalt, they do a table sponsor every year. We have several that help us out. And it really does work out, and it just shows that they actually, you know, they care, they want to help, but this is just an easier way for them to do that for us. And
do
then
you,
we
do have, you still have some that are available?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Okay. I'll take anybody's money.
and getting a hold of you through the website is probably the
website
best way?
Is the easiest, or you can call me at 970-379-5643. We have an email, which is Mount Soprus Rec Riders at gmail.com, and that's MNT Soprus Rec Riders at gmail.com, and you can shoot me an email. There's a contact spot on our website also. You just go to contacts and it'll get a hold of me too.
Okay.
We have a bunch of other like for the general prizes and things like that, like I said, from up and top to the valley. Sunlight Snowmobile is one of the big helps each year. They actually donate a tour. It's like a $700 value. You know, by the time you get your machines and your tour, and they do, I think, a lunch with it. And AJ and Matt up at the Sunlight Snowmobile Tours have been so helpful every year with us. They also plan events for us, help us do a poker run that they've done for us in the past. So it's nice to have, you know, like minds. You know, they've got the snowmobile tour. We're helping them. They help us. And it's been tremendous throughout the years.
Sounds like a great way. Go ahead, Eric.
Yeah, the last year, the door prizes were, I was very impressed that we had some great prizes that came in from the community. I remember there was a couple of those Recon goggles with the digital display in them. And
yeah.
And it was It's always interesting to see who gets the prizes, too, because some of them are gender-specific, and it doesn't always work out the right way. But
maybe some trading goes on throughout the evening.
Yeah, it allows for some good laughs during the night.
Kind of like our white elephant exchange at the Christmas party.
Yeah.
Well, we even get donations from, like, the Shaggy Dog, you know, for pet grooming and stuff.
Sure.
Or Sanctuary Spa has always been good with giving a massage, and if a guy gets the massage, it's... The joke, like you said, the gender thing is like, well, you took your wife's sled out and you broke it, so you should probably get her massaged to make her not hate you so much anymore.
That's great. And it sounds like, do you typically have enough prizes to go around, so does everybody end up with a door prize usually?
Pretty much. There's so much.
Yeah, I remember last year we had a mound of prizes, and it was great to see who got them and the looks on their faces.
It's always fun to be giving stuff away, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Isn't that the greatest feeling
in
the world?
It is. And last year, and I'm sure this year as well, Gene Schilling was our prize giveaway person. So
the prize marshal?
Yep.
Yeah, there you go.
No,
the prize
no pun
chief.
Intended.
Yeah.
The chief prize giver.
Yep. So we'll go hold him to that again this year.
One of the other reasons that you encourage people to come to your annual fundraiser and get together is to make suggestions on special projects for the future, right?
Absolutely. And we're open to suggestions anytime. If there's something that you would like our club to be doing differently or just to add to anything, you know, drop us an email, give us a call. You know, we're here to help the community as well. We're also looking towards, you know, getting some avalanche training specifically geared towards anyone, but also, you know, working with the young kids, because it starts with, like again, I said, the, you know, knowledge is power, the education, and we need people to know how to do things safely and properly for your own personal safety. And you know, we're out here to have fun, and we want to enjoy what we're doing, but we don't want to see anyone getting hurt while they're, and if we can help provide some education towards that, we're more than happy to do that.
So you're working probably with the Colorado Avalanche Center. Is that the name of the organization that
we're trying
all the forecasting and all that?
Yeah, we're trying to get some classes set up with some organizations to get some training.
And going. Search and Rescue is always involved with us. And they, at our poker run last year, they were there showing us how to use beacons. And I actually learned some. I've had a beacon, which the beacon device is, you know, for avalanche.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a couple things that I didn't even realize I was doing wrong, because I didn't get... I took a small class, but I didn't take a full-length class, and they were up there offering these things. And so that I want to further to make sure that, you know, I'm not the only one doing this thing incorrectly. I want everybody to know how to use that training and make sure that if you ever had to, you know, hopefully never, that you would know what you were doing.
I would imagine that probably you have a lot of search and rescue members.
Yes.
That are also members of Mount Soapers Rec Riders.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely.
It seems like the two would go together pretty well. And, you know, when you're talking about that type of training, I would imagine that the more members of Mount Soapers Rec Riders that you have trained in how, you know, proper use of beacons, whether everyone else takes the training, the formal training or not, you can at least steer them in the right direction and point things like that out.
That's our goal.
Do you all, you know, we talked about this a little bit during the break, that to our knowledge, between the three of us, there haven't been any major avalanches, you know, talking about loss of life, that kind of thing, on your trail, on your trail system. Do you always, does every member carry a beacon? Do the two of you carry a beacon with you when you ride?
I do.
Absolutely, yeah. I don't think every member does, but it's important to always think about it. And if you're going into an area, you should plan ahead and get the right equipment for where you're going.
I guess.
And it doesn't help if only one person has the beacon. You know, when the group that you go with, everyone needs to be set up. You can't, one beacon's not going to help anybody.
Right. So you're talking, because there are a couple different types, aren't there? Because I've heard about, you know, beacons that use satellite technology to transmit. It's kind of like an ELT, an aircraft, like emergency locator, location transmitter, right? But the type you're talking about, if one person is buried, you can use your beacon to find theirs, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. And they're readily available at all the mountaineering shops in the valley. So it's something that's cheap insurance for the what if that can happen.
Sure. Not just if you're snowmobiling, but
absolutely
if you're going to be out in the backcountry doing anything. Because it's kind of hard. I forget the numbers, but even what seems like a pretty shallow slope can still have the potential for avalanche, mm-hmm. right? Yeah.
Well, especially with the conditions that we've had, a lot of people don't realize, you know, we've got those freezing cold temperatures, we got some snow, we get that layer in between,
right.
we get more snow, then there's more, you know, the sun comes out, melts it a little bit, creates another layer, and that's all just, you know, potentially a hazard.
I forget what they call it. It's shelving or something yeah. like that, you know, where you get each layer that kind of freezes and it makes a hard crust, and as it builds up and gets heavier and heavier, that's what...
Yeah.
In layman terms, of course.
Well, when we get the class set up, we'll give you a call, too.
you do that. Anything else either of you would like folks to know about Mount Soper's Rec Riders or the annual get-together and fundraiser? Always a good time, I know that. That's a common thread through the last several years.
It's always great to see everybody. I just want everybody to know that, you know, if you have any questions or if you're interested at all, if you want to begin to learn how to snowmobile or anything like that, you know, we're here as a community to help the community, and it'd be just great to see a bunch of people come out and meet you.
Again, the website is mtsoprisrecriders.com. There's complete contact information there, like one of those forms you fill out, yep. kind of thing. If you'd like to call and talk to Joe, her number is 379-5643. Again, the annual fundraiser and get-together happens at the Poorhouse in Carbondale, Saturday, February 8th. From 6:30 to 10.
And as always, Gabe, thank you so much for having us here. And KMTS has always helped us with this, and it's just been a pleasure the last few years working with you.
Oh, most kind.
Thank you.
Our pleasure. Have a great rest of the winter. We'll talk to you guys maybe in the summer, but next winter for sure, if not before.
Think snow.
You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.